This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Corporate Central's very own Mark Voles and Chartway Credit Union's very own Jill Edsel and Advantage Credit Union's John Nichols all talking about their Filene i3 project, which is super cool. It all focuses on member hyper-segmentation, and they use a great example of Mile High Credit Union, which was launched in 2019 by Nikkei Credit Union in LA to better serve the Filipino community there. So they're hyper-segmenting their membership and hoping to grow their credit union overall, and it's such a fabulous idea. So Mark and Jill and John are here to kind of explain their project and how this came to light, the benefits, the goals they want to achieve here, and just the message that they want to spread throughout the industry that, hey, here's another way to grow your credit union. So really good stuff here from Jill and John and Mark, and I hope you guys check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have a program for you. We have an i3 project here, Filene i3 project to feature here. I'm really excited about it because I've never heard of this being done before. I'm sure it's been done before, but I think it's really, really cool. But I'm going to have you guys tell it. But before we get into the project, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Jill Edsel from Chartway Credit Union. Did I get it right, Jill?
You got it right.
Hey, all right.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you here. And then right diagonal down from me is Mr. Mark Voles from Corporate Central Credit Union. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How is everybody?
So far, so good. Better now that you all are here. And then right below me is Advantis Credit Union's very own John Nichols. John, how are you?
Doing great. Excited to be here as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys here because, again, this is such a cool idea. So you guys are the project here, the Filene i3 project here is member hyper segmentation and how credit unions can grow through this kind of this methodology, if you will. And you're using already an already existing innovation here with Nikkei Credit Union out here in Los Angeles. They launched another credit union in 2019 called Mabuhay. Did I get that right, Jill?
Mabuhay.
Gosh. I mean, how many times have we practiced that? Mabuhay Credit Union and actually in LA as well. So really cool stuff here. Mark, I'm going to let you go first to kind of set the foundation here of this project, because I think it's such a fantastic idea. So Mark, I'm going to let you lay the foundation. Give us a quick summary here.
Thanks, Mike. I'll hand it over to our team just to kind of answer some other questions about the credit unions in general. But the overall goal and theme of what we're doing right now through Filene, as hopefully everybody knows what Filene i3 project or the i3 group is, where we're trying to create innovations. But more specifically right now, it's to highlight a innovation that's either being done in credit union, in the credit union movement, through one of our QSOs, through an individual credit union, or some other kind of partnership. So what we've uncovered through a couple other different avenues, they kind of kept leading us over to Nikkei Credit Union and Mabuhay.
I get you every time, Mark.
It does. You'd think I'd know this because it's a Filipino-American credit union,
right,
and I'm
right.
Also Filipino-American too, so I should be getting this correct, but it keeps, I don't know why I keep screwing it up. But
you're fine. You're fine.
Anyways, what they did is very unique, is that they did not create a new chapter or charter. They didn't have to raise additional capital. They didn't need to go get additional things from the regulators. They really created a different brand and keep it within their own credit union. Mm-hmm. So without stealing all of our thunder, that's what we wanted to highlight. And the way they went about it was very unique in the process too. Mm-hmm. And they did get buy-in from their board and their individual teams. So I think what we're hopefully to highlight and showcase is something that credit unions out there anywhere can take and really utilize going and trying to add some new segments in the future, which I know a lot of credit unions are doing right now, especially with the excess deposits that they have, that you're trying to find other lending models and members and people within the community and how to actually do that. I feel we have good steps on how we can help out in the future.
Yeah, and my next question is for you, Jill. It's like, How does this hypersegmentation help foster growth in this instance? Or maybe what's the why here? Why would a credit union want to do this? So what's the why, and then how does it help? How does it help foster growth here?
Absolutely. So Nikkei has been around for 7 decades.
And
they were serving the Japanese American population. And that population is heavy savers. So when John Hernandez, the CEO, took over the credit union in 2014, the loan to asset ratio was in the 20s. And so he knew he had to look for a complement to that market. And so they started to do some focus groups, and they identified 4 different segments within the community that there was some potential for. And so when they looked, and they really identified that the Filipino Americans, there was an opportunity to be able to help and support that community.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty remarkable, because when you think about it, we try to be everything to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And John's approach has been so innovative because it's so simple. He's trying to be something super special to a segment of people.
Yep.
And him and his team are just doing an incredible job making a meaningful difference in the community.
Yeah, because when you can really focus in on a niche and you get really good at that, man, your value just goes through the roof for sure. And John, I'm going to come to you on this one. So how exactly does it work? Because obviously, because Mark kind of gave us an overview on it as well, because they use the same core, same card design, same charter, et cetera, et cetera. So how exactly does it work, though, as far as like working with the board, NCUA, all that type of stuff? What can you share with us on this front?
Yes, and that's one of the things we found so innovative about this that we want to share, because they kept it simple. And John Hernandez shares that. He's like, I didn't want to make this complicated.
Right,
and we
kept
it simple, and we actually succeeded with a simple approach. So an example is, instead of a new charter, they open a new branch that has the identity of Mabuhay. So it has a Mabuhay logo on it, and it's in the area that's dedicated to serving that community.
Mm-hmm.
But it does share, their logo is also genius. Their logo has both credit unions, but both logos are very similar.
Yep.
And in a way, he was able to form it into one logo and even get that approved otherwise through Visa. So like their card designs are considered one logo. It has 2 names on it, and he was able to accomplish that. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So all their pieces have both logos. The website does as well. We had questions from around, does that confuse members? No, it isn't, because they've been able to really tackle that through some education. But there's also this pride among the membership in the credit union that they are serving the Asian American communities and dedicated to that. So in a way, it's just building more loyalty from both membership groups, because they love the fact this credit union is there and serving that and sticking to their roots, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah. Very important, and especially in those communities too, because there's such a close-knit community. And I can imagine word will spread like crazy when these original members get this exceptional member service from this credit union. I mean, that word's just going to spread like wildfire. So how did they get the word out about this? Mark, I'll go to you on this one. How did they get the word out about to this new credit union, so to speak, to get these original members to come in and then watch it grow?
So one of the other unique things that they really did was make sure that the community had a tie-in, buy-in in creating this credit union. They went out and did focus groups to different parts of the Filipino Americans through different age groups, genders, just really seeing exactly what they wanted. And then they brought them along the entire way through. They kind of outsourced their logo of like saying, hey, we have this competition of who wants to put this together. They also have an advisory council through the Mabuhay Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have to give a shout out to Kathy Chicas. She's actually over at, Farmers Insurance Credit Union. She is an advisor on that credit union, but also was an I3 alumni.
There you go.
So she was one of the ones that got us in contact with John.
Cool.
But that's where I believe most credit unions are probably already doing this, but this went to like a granular level of, let's have the community build this, and then we'll try to fit our products and services in there, where sometimes we have that flipped around of we're saying, this is what you need, and that this didn't feel like that's the case when this was getting built.
Yeah. So this started, they launched it in 2019, Jill. And so what have some results been so far? Because I hear, you know, obviously you get this, you know, get to probably get this, you know, a trickle of membership coming in. But again, in this such a tight-knit community, I'm sure word spreads pretty, pretty fast. So can you share some results or where they are today?
Absolutely. So they are over 600 members strong and super excited. They were looking to self-sustain over a three-year period, and they achieved that mark in a year and a half.
Oh my gosh.
They've achieved their deposit, wow, their membership, and their loan goals. And super exciting that their loan-to-asset value is now over 40%. So some significant results by this implementation.
So John, so what are the goals here? What do you guys telling this story and sharing this story, what do you guys want to achieve here and letting credit unions know, hey, this is another way that you guys can grow? So what are some of your goals that you guys, or what do you hope to achieve?
Yes. You know, we love to encourage credit unions to go back to their roots, like lean on your cooperative difference and why we were formed. So why we're excited to share this story is if you look what Nikkei did in forming Mabuhay, is they stuck to their roots, but also the credit union roots, right? Which is serving distinct groups and serving their needs of a particular distinct group. So we feel this could be repeated all across the country by other credit unions. And it could either be a demographic segment like this, an interest, you know, it could be whatever you think. But what we'd recommend is following the recipe that Nikkei did, which is do what you know already well, right? So they already were doing a terrific job serving the Asian American community, and they just extended that. And why they did it so successfully in such a short amount of time is they had experience and expertise, and it was just another layer of adding this hyper-segmentation. Mm-hmm. So what we'd encourage other credit unions to do, and we're already thinking about our own shops, is, well, where our roots come from and what are we really good at, and who else can we serve as maybe, you know, another hyper segment related? So that's kind of what we've learned from this, and we'd share and promote widely. So
I'm glad you said that, because each credit union kind of has their set template on how they can best serve their members. So if they ever want to hyper segmentation or hyper segment that they can do, they just take that template and put it toward the new credit union. So I don't know if any of you guys, did you guys do any research on how prevalent this is throughout the nation, or is this a truly unique instance? Does anybody know? Jill, did you guys do any research there or to see how prevalent this is?
I can kind of jump in here and be able to jump in, Jill and John. So what we've been seeing is kind of the opposite as was happening was with a lot of the mergers, they were probably doing this to a point, and then they were merging everything together, where you're taking the identity, as John mentioned before, of that other credit union, and you're taking that identity away, where this still gives the identity to the people. And as we kind of looked around, and that was one of the other kind of criteria with the I3 competition, is that this can't be widely used by a lot of credit unions. And I think this is one of very few credit unions that do that, that really actually say, hey, we're here for X, Y, and Z, where another thing that to touch on John's point of ways we can see credit unions use this in the future, one of the examples we always kind of use is there really isn't a great LGBTQ community credit union. This could be something if your board, obviously does need to fit your credit union, we completely understand that, but you don't need to create that new credit union. You can have a segment for that portion, and we know there's a lot of credit unions out there that are probably listening to this, they're doing a great job. What if you gave that community an opportunity to build something for themselves? And not even just, I hate to say, on the DEI side of things, but also one of the examples we keep hearing is like there's an example of a trucker credit union or a trucker bank that they can kind of use that. One thing I never really hear about, which I think we should be talking about, is the healthcare workers. Why don't they have a credit union? They've been heroes for the last 2 years.
No doubt.
And I don't hear too much about them. Why don't we create a credit union for them, especially when they're going through everything that they're going through? I know we're doing great work, and not to keep going on the tangent, but If we give them something that they can build and that they need that's specific to them and their families, mm-hmm. I think you have a member for life. I think this is just going to grow and give the credit unions more market share in the future.
Yeah, that was a pretty good tangent, Mark. So I'm going to let you run with that for sure. Yeah, because I'm thinking of as well, because you hear about all these, like, I don't know if they're challenger banks or neobank, whatever you want to call them. They're actually starting to segment. They're starting just to target particular, I don't know, communities or what have you with consumers. So you're seeing this outside the credit union when credit unions are already doing this and we've already perfected it. So why not do something like this to really give yourself that much more value? So gosh, and having said that, I mean, do you guys recommend, Jill, I'll let you answer this one. Do you recommend other credit unions doing something like this? Because it sounds like such a fabulous idea. Although, like you said, Mark, not every credit union could do this, but the ones that could, do you recommend that? What's your response to that?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity and an avenue for growth without having to look for a separate charter or a merger opportunity. So there's definitely the opportunity to utilize this model to be able to grow. Mm-hmm. And we've seen John and his team just do a phenomenal job with it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the antithesis of a merger. You're creating something. So yeah, really, really neat. But it's still within the same kind of realm. John, I want to ask you a last question. Does a credit union have to go through the NCUA to do this, or what hurdles does a credit union have to do to get something like this going?
You know, and I'll let others jump in, but I don't believe that you need to go to that extent.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was foremost a branding and positioning exercise, right? If you think about it, if you want to really simplify it, it's branding a branch dedicated to this, a change to website, the card design, that type of thing, but. No, I don't believe he had to. The others can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he had to go to that extent. So,
I think. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead,
Mark.
Go ahead, Jill.
I was going to share that. I think one of my favorite statements from John and all of our time interacting with him was, "Don't let the impossible get in the way." And so just that being his motto of how he looks at the opportunities in front of him and for his organization was so powerful. And then to keep things simple. So definitely mm-hmm. some great learning opportunities from what they've implemented, whether you move forward with that approach or if you just move forward with that philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Mark, you wanted to add to that?
That was perfect, Joe. And just to add on to that, and one thing I think our group struggled with is how you asked, Mike, how is this all done? If we think about it, if you're adding a branch, it's the exact same thing. You're doing branch accounting. You're just really segmenting it off. And when it comes to the regulators and financial statements, everything's still lumped in there. You probably want to section it out. But if you look at their 5300 report, Nikkei Credit Union and Mabuhay are under one 5300 report. Mm-hmm. And that's how they kind of do it. They obviously try to segment off as much as possible, but it's doable. And the regulators, they've been doing it for almost 3 years now. So they haven't said anything, and they'll keep chucking along. And I know John's got some other territories he wants to dive into after being as successful as they have been with this credit union.
Yeah. He's got a lot of energy and a lot of drive. And I see him really, really driving this as well. So good stuff. And as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about, why is this done sooner? My gosh, it just seems like such a no-brainer. But sometimes these really simple ideas are, they're right in front of you and you can't see it. And then when somebody does it, you're like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. So really cool stuff. Oh my gosh. All right. My last question for each of you, anything else to wrap up? John, I'll start with you. Any final thoughts on this? Because I think this is, again, this is such a fabulous idea that I can't wait to share it with everybody else and you guys too.
Yeah, I think we were really inspired by this. You know, we've all been in the credit union industry and worked here for years, honestly. And so we just found it inspiring to see someone breaking the mold, but also in terms of supporting their roots, right? I mean, it's still back to how credit unions were founded. Right. But it's taking a modern and innovative approach in doing what we do well. So I just wanted to add that it's been really inspiring.
Good point. Yeah, Jill, any final thoughts here from your perspective?
I think just that the cooperative spirit is strong. John manages and is over four separate credit unions and found so much time to be able to support us in our growth and in our development and with our project. And just so incredibly grateful to him and his team, Fred and Jay and Kathy as well. So just a huge shout out to all of them for taking time to walk us through.
And for those who are like, who's John? What John are we talking? John Hernandez, come on. And we were joking before the recording that he only runs like a dozen credit unions or something like that. My gosh, some little thing like that. No, he's an exceptional human being for sure. Hey, Mark, I'm going to give you the final word here. What say you, sir, on this topic?
One thing I think we forgot to mention is that John and his team did this with about 12 employees. So if we think about we can do this, he didn't have a exorbitant amount of people, human capital to do this. They did this and they put their minds to it. And it turned out. And one thing I also wanted to mention, we do have we're in a competition with our fellow i3 groups. We highly encourage you to go look at their, we already got to see a lot of their innovations, a lot of great stuff. We hope to get you the link to the page. Yeah. We'll also have like a landing page and a handout where it gives a few different kind of steps to go through this process if you wanted to. I also want to give a shout out to our friends over at CUNA Mutual as well. They kind of helped us with where to really start when you're looking at market research within your own community. They showed us a fabulous couple sites free to do so. And I might be wrong on this, but I know they do their own research. And if you're a member of CUNA Mutual, contact your rep and they will be able to kind of help you dive into this the metrics of your community a little bit better than these free websites. So
good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. And looking at the bigger picture, the Filene i3 program is such an amazing program. I've seen so many incredible ideas come through there. So if you guys, anybody out there who has such a great idea or wants to really kind of enhance an innovation that hasn't had its proper exposure, this is your chance to do it. Like, you guys are doing this from something that was launched in 2019, and it's such a great idea. So anybody out there who sees something like this out there, get involved with the i3 program through Filene and just hit it out of the park. This is such great stuff, and it only benefits the industry. So, and you guys are a great example of it, and thank you so much for all the work that you guys did. I know we're just scratching the surface here, but really enjoy this conversation. It gets me fired up about this industry and just creating more and more value for folks out there. So thank you for all the hard work you guys did, and well done in the interview. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.